And so ends Wendy Carlos's epic ambient masterpiece, Spring, from her 1972 double vinyl album, Sonic Seasonings. And so begins Vangelis's second movement from his Soil Festivities epic ambient album. So tonight, our theme is spring flowers on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage. We're celebrating the real arrival of spring. And next weekend, there's a whole lot going on around here artistically in Somerville. It's Somerville's Open Studios. Yes, you can visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios, Saturday, March 6th and Sunday, May 7th. Yes, May 6th and May 7th from noon to 6 p.m. And there's also a special sneak preview at Select Studios next Friday, May 5th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So immerse yourself in a city, the city of Somerville, a city full of art with over 350 artists across more than 90 sites. You can talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at, well, you guessed it, SomervilleOpenStudios.org. And, of course, this has been a message from Somerville Open Studios and all your freaky art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. So, one of the many stories in the news this week has been that former President Barack Obama is going to be paid $400,000 to give one speech in September at a healthcare conference that's put on by the Wall Street firm Cantor and Fitzgerald. And, you know, I just want to say that when politicians get paid incredible amounts of money to give a speech, it's not really the speech that they're getting paid the money for. No. They're getting paid the money for how they can help those people who are giving them the money. And the money for a speech can be both a thank you for services rendered, and since Barack Obama has in the past painted himself as somebody who's fighting against those people who are making piles of money off of our incredibly expensive healthcare system makes it sound too logical. And while it is organized, it's organized to get as much money as they can out of consumers. But yes, money that's given for political speeches can either be a thank you for services rendered, or it can be a payment for future services expected. Well, we've got about 40 minutes left in tonight's show, And I like to, in the next set, we're going to be hearing another excerpt, the four-minute excerpt from Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman's Requiem for the American Dream. And that excerpt is called The Media, Enemy of the People, and recorded by Chuck Yu over at the Harvard Bookstore last week. But we're going to start off with something that, and I'm going to mix that actually on top of a piece called Spring Music by Toccata. And we're also going to be hearing from Janis Joplin and Henry Mancini and The Cult in the next set. But we're going to start it off with some club music here. Yeah, something from, Clubland 7. Fading like a flower here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
Break. Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Speaking of entities that President Trump doesn't like, he calls the press the enemy of the American people, the enemy of the people. Can you assess, as the media assesses President Trump in his first 100 days, the media's behavior?
Well, I think the media has fallen over backwards to try to give him some protection and leeway. I mean, you know, there are things that are so ludicrous and outrageous that a reporter simply can't keep from saying something about them. Like there's one ridiculous claim after another that comes out of the tweets. 3 million illegal undocumented refugees voted for Clinton. Obama wiretapped the Trump Tower, you know, one after another. My sense is, this is just a guess, that this is a media strategy, that it's the Bannon, Trump, Spicer strategy to try to keep attention focused on one or another form of lunacy, but not look at what's actually happening. And what's actually happening is that Paul Ryan and his associates behind the scenes are systematically and carefully dismantling every element of government that is of any benefit to people and that doesn't maximize corporate power and profit. I mean, the dedication of the Republican leadership, especially the Ryan-type leadership, their dedication to slavish servility to corporate power and wealth is just phenomenal. I mean, read this morning's business pages. Their latest step is to try to prevent exposure of complaints against banks that carry out improper activities. It is possible now, thanks to the Consumer Protection Act, for people to criticize when they think a bank has carried out some improper activity. But we got to keep that silent, you know, because we have to protect corporations from any exposure of criminal activities that might carry out. I mean, down to that level, in fact, everywhere you look, I mean, the healthcare proposal is so shocking that this proposal basically to cut taxes for the rich and to ensure that poor and middle class people who voted for Trump, in fact, don't get medical aid. As you saw, of course, the Congressional Budget Office estimated 24 million additional people uninsured. There was an analysis of that by Steffi Woolhunt and David Himmelstein, two health specialists, just studying the relationship between lack of insurance and deaths. There's plenty of evidence about that. And it turns out that would have meant about 45,000 additional deaths a year. Well, that's okay as long as you cut taxes for the rich. And step by step, that's what's happening behind the facade of Trumpisms and Spicer antics before the press. And the press is pretty much falling for it. That's what they focus on, not what's being carried out. There is, of course, mild criticism of outrageous lies, but I think that just plays the game. That's what the lies are for. Then you can yell about the liberal press that is going to be lies. It's all a kind of a desperate effort to keep a con game going. But Trump does have a base, a voter base. He's kicking them in the face with a bandit. And the idea is, how do you hold on to them while you're doing this? Not an easy trick. And this, I think, is part of the con. There are people in the press who are pointing it out, Paul Krugman for one, but nothing like it should be.
Sit down and laugh and laugh and laugh. she wilted. Come on.
we've created for ourselves
has given pests the opportunity to create serious public health issues.
Mosquitoes may transmit West Nile virus.
Cockroaches can trigger asthma.
Insect stings force 500,000 people to the emergency room
every year.
And rodents could spread hantavirus.
But we can make it harder for these pests to survive.
To learn how, visit pestworld.org.
It's up to all of us, you know.
The demonstrators and is with United for Justice for Peace.
MIT is involved in drone development and have huge military contracts, and that's one of the reasons we're targeting MIT.
So how does MIT, how do you think MIT is going to respond to this? I mean,
they're not
they're going to just totally ignore you.
Yes, which they have done in the past.
But MIT likes to profess they're doing science for humanity as well, like projecting an image.
Well, they may be doing some science for humanity. They're also doing huge military government contracts that are not for humanity. They're for killing people. That's not humane.
You want to tell me who you are and why you're out here?
P.F. Soto, and I'm here because we've lost our country to the military-industrial complex. And Americans have got to wake up, stop voting for these evildoers in Washington that are in the pockets of the corporations and the military-industrial complex. We have no democracy anymore, and too many Americans are oblivious to that fact. These wars that are going on now have been planned for a long time. We're expert at getting people to kill each other if we don't do it ourselves.
Activist Bob Feldman explains why the group decided to gather in front of MIT.
MIT is the institution that developed initially the electronic battlefield using laser guided bombs that developed into the drone warfare. Since the 9/11 in 2001, MIT's defense contracts have grown. At Lincoln Laboratory, they're developing the next generation of drone warfare weapons. The kind of hypocrisy that, again, that's, I think what this demonstration is doing is it's exposing the fact that the war isn't just something 6,000 miles away or down in Washington, D.C. It's here in the Pentagon's laboratory.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries End Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, political speeches, documentaries, who knows where. And this evening, I'd like to thank Chuck Yu once again for his recording of a conversation between Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman earlier this week at the Harvard Bookstore, Requiem for the American Dream. And we've heard a couple of excerpts from that. We began that last set with Clubland Mix, Dancing DJs versus Roxette. Fading Like a Flower was the name of that mix. And then Media, Enemy of the People, an excerpt from that Requiem for the American Dream, mixed on top of Spring Music, Toccata, performed by Roram Baker and Rochberg. And then Janis Joplin gave us Flower in the Sun, Henry Mancini, Springtime for Hitler, and The Cult, the extended rock mix of Wildflower. And, you know, well, I mentioned the Tufts Open Call events, and there's one left coming up this Tuesday evening. I'm not sure what the theme is, but it's going to be a grand finale because there's not going to be any more until the fall. But it's a fascinating group of people and a chance to meet people and do fun things in the Dowling Hall Lounge. Generally starting at 8:45. Yes, I think 8:45 on Tuesday, but check out the Tufts Open Call Facebook page for more information. But one of the reasons I was mentioning that is last week's theme was sounds, and I brought that clip of the 9/11 witness on my iPhone, and I played it in a smaller group. It's one of the scariest things that I've ever heard. And yeah, that 33 seconds, really a lot to think about in that. And then we also heard Vangelis, Movement 3 from Soil Festivities, and Donna Summer's Spring Affair, the In the Air trance mix. And backing me up right now is Harold Budd with quite an ambient piece, Flowered Knife Shadows. So normally this is where I'd we'd be having our jazz prelude to the time tunnel. But unfortunately, Chase Carson sends his love and his regrets that he won't be in for the time tunnel this evening. I was expecting another DJ, but he's not here quite yet. So we're at least going to continue with this Harold Budd piece, Flowered Knife Shadows, for a little bit longer, see if he gets a chance to come in. But otherwise, we're going to turn things over to Rick Deckard after that. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we have got an incredible sound collage coming for you. I recorded the Voices of the Hill event, which had 18 different students on Tuesday talking about their lives. And next Friday, May 5th, I'll be bringing you a sound collage incorporating excerpts from that. I hope you'll be able to tune in, and I hope you'll be able to enjoy it. In any case, thanks so much for listening, and if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel.